Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn made a great screen team. The two best films they made together, Bringing Up Baby and The Philadelphia Story, have just received the deluxe treatment on DVD from Warner Brothers Home Video. Each DVD is a two-disc set loaded with extras that make them must-owns. The 1938 film Bringing Up Baby is seen today as one of the funniest movies ever made, but on its release it flopped. The fast pace may have confused audiences. In only 30 minutes, Grant goes from restoring a dinosaur skeleton and quarreling with his fiancée to running after a lawyer across a golf course, chasing spoiled heiress Hepburn, and driving to Connecticut with Kate and the leopard baby. Bringing Up Baby was the first of five collaborations between Grant and director Howard Hawks, according to the humorous, fact-filled audio commentary by Peter Bogdanovich. The film cemented Grant's screen image and, sadly, reinforced the view of Hepburn as box office poison. Disc 2 of the set is all extras. The acclaimed documentary, Cary Grant, A Class Apart, explores the career and appeal of the last true movie star. Another hour-long documentary chronicles the work of innovative director Howard Hawks, whose career spanned 40 years and produced countless cinema classics. Check out the Hawks trailer gallery and you'll see what I mean. After Bringing Up Baby bombed at the box office, Katharine Hepburn left the movies for the bright lights of Broadway. Philip Barry's play, The Philadelphia Story, was a perfect vehicle for Kate and became a big hit. Seeing it as her ticket back to movie stardom, she got Howard Hughes to buy the film rights for her, and the rest is history. Hepburn plays Tracy Lord, a naive society woman about to marry a politician. James Stewart won a Best Actor Oscar for playing Mike Connor, a tabloid reporter who teaches Tracy about life, love, and social class. In this scene, tension flares up because Tracy's husband has brought two undercover reporters to the Lord Mansion to dig up dirt on the wedding.
When did you arrive? Tell us all about Junior. Stay to lunch.
Sure, don't bother to open your house. Stay here. We're having no house guests over the wedding.
No?
No.
How about the groom?
He's staying at the gatehouse.
Oh, that's good. Well, Junius is fine.
Oh, he should be here.
Oh, he's heartbroken, dear. I suggested representing him as best man.
I'm afraid that George might prefer to have his best man sober.
I wish you'd represent George.
That's my loyal little girl. Well, you'll like the people Junius did send, I'm sure.
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance, have you, Dexter?
Oh, you see.
The people Junius did send, did you say?
Yes, you don't have to know Macaulay Connor or Elizabeth Imbrie, do you?
We can finish these later, Mother.
I better come along with you, introduce you.
Call me for...
This sophisticated comedy was brilliantly opened up for the movies by George Cukor and a talented cast and crew. According to Janine Basinger's audio commentary on The Philadelphia Story, the classic opening sequence that is so often excerpted was Cukor's idea. The silent movie-like clash between Kate and Cary alludes to the couple's divorce without dampening the film's spirit. The new Philadelphia Story DVD has lots of extras. Besides the commentary, a documentary traces Cukor's lengthy film career. The compelling 90-minute program, Katharine Hepburn, All About Me, features the legendary star discussing her work and sharing home movies with her fans. Shorts on the disc present a zeitgeist of 1940s cinema, and a host of trailers prove just how many great movies George Cukor made. I'll admit, I'm a bit biased when it comes to these movies. Bringing Up Baby is my second favorite film of all time, and I'm ecstatic it's finally on DVD. I also love Cukor movies. But even without all the extras, these two films are worth buying as two great romantic comedies from Hollywood's golden age.
Cellular Dreams correspondent Daniel Severin. Bringing Up Baby and The Philadelphia Story are now available on DVD. Up next, the DVD debut of the Academy Award-winning The Incredibles.